The home at 519 North 3rd Avenue East in Duluth, Minnesota, looks much like the one surrounding it. In fact, you wouldn't give it much notice if not for the small plaque there designating it as the boyhood home of a man that this city celebrates each spring. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bob Dylan was born in Duluth, Minnesota in 1941. While he moved from here when he was just six, he came back to town regularly during those formative years, and that time probably had a big impact on the content of the songs he eventually penned.
He certainly saw the difference between the haves and the have-nots up close and personal in this town. He also was aware of the lynching in Duluth in 1920, so that there was an awareness of social injustice that was pretty serious.
Ed Newman shares the story of Bob Dylan from Duluth. Dylan won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 2016, and Ed says growing up in this climate had an impact on the words as well.
If you look through his songs, he frequently makes reference to things, weather and nature, and if you grow up in New York City, you don't see that as much.
Ed is not only a fan of Dylan's music, but helps with the annual festival here in his honor. Asking him his favorite Dylan song is hard to answer, given the many choices.
There's different seasons in your life, and there's a song for every season. The Slow Train Coming has got some great songs on it that was in his gospel period. So it's hard to say.
In late May each year, the city will hold a festival in Dylan's honor that draws plenty of artists and visitors to town.
It's generally a lot of music. There's been art events that occur often because Bob Dylan's an artist as well. So there's kind of all these different touchstones related to Bob.
And folks will gather in the yard of 519 North 3rd Avenue East, the home where Dylan spent his first years. There's always a birthday cake and plenty of music to celebrate the famous singer and songwriter's work. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.